Please don't blow into the mic. As you can see, I'm a rebel. Here's a song called Power and Glory. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here's a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old and to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore. Tell me who could ask for more, more. Here's a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. For here's a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here's a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all, on us all. Well, here's a song about a man named William Worthy. Thank you. William Worthy! Very popular man these days. He's a... Right. He's a reporter who went down to Cuba. When he got back, he was arrested for illegal reentry to these United States because it's against the law for Americans to go to Cuba or China, or Korea, or Vietnam, or Albania, or some say very soon France. Which is understandable. Thank you. So here's a song called The Ballad of William Worthy, which is a little bit dated, but still very true. Oh, it's of a bold reporter, story I will tell. Yes, he went down to the Cuban land, the nearest place to hell. He'd been there many times before, but now the law does say the only way to Cuba is with the CIA. William Worthy isn't worthy to enter our door. Went down to Cuba, he's not American anymore. But somehow it is strange to hear the State Department say, you are living in the free world you must stay. A little tricky. That ruins the dramatic effect when you applaud. $5,000 or a 5-year sentence may well be for a man who had the nerve to think that traveling is free. Oh, why'd he waste his time to see a dictator's reign when he could have seen democracy by traveling on to Spain? William Worthy isn't worthy to enter our door. Went down to Cuba, he's not American anymore. But somehow it is strange to hear the State Department say, you are living in the free world you must stay. So come all you good travelers and fellow travelers too. Yes, and travel all around the world, see every country through. I'd surely like to come along and see what may be new, but my passport's disappearing as I sing these words to you. Well, there really is no need to travel to these evil lands. Yes, and though the list grows larger, you must try to understand. Try hard not to worry if someday you should hear that the whole world is off limits. Visit Disneyland this year. William Worthy isn't worthy to enter our door. Went down to Cuba, he's not American anymore. But somehow it is strange to hear the State Department say, you are living in the free world you must stay. Thank you. Here's a song I wrote with Bob Gibson called One More Brave. Up, two, three, four, marching down the street, rolling of the drums and the tramping of the feet. General salutes and the mothers wave and weep. Here comes the big parade. Don't be afraid, price is paid. One more parade. So young, so strong, so ready for the war. So willing to go and die upon a foreign shore. All march together, everybody looks the same. So there is no one you can blame. Don't be ashamed, light the flame. One more parade. Listen for the sound and listen for the noise. Listen for the thunder of the marching boys. A few years ago, their guns were only toys. Here comes the big parade. Don't be afraid, price is paid. One more parade. So young, so strong, so ready for the war. So willing to go and die upon a foreign shore. All march together, everybody looks the same. So there is no one you can blame. Don't be ashamed, light the flame. One more parade. Medals on their coats and guns in their hands. Trained to kill as they're trained to stand. 10,000 ears need only one command. Here comes the big parade. Don't be afraid. Prices paid, one more parade. So young, so strong, so ready for the war. So willing to go and die upon a foreign shore. All march together, everybody looks the same. So there's no one you can blame. Don't be ashamed, light the flame. One more parade. Cold, hard stares on faces so proud. Kisses from the girls and cheers from the crowd. And the widows from the last war crying to their shrouds. Here comes the big parade. Don't be afraid, price is paid. Don't be ashamed, war's a game. World in flames, so start the parade. Thank you, fellow draft dodgers. Here's a song about fate, a song about fortune, based on the saying there, but for the grace of God.
Show me a prison, show me a jail. Show me a prison man whose face is growing pale. And I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me an alley, show me a train. Show me a hobo who sleeps
out in the rain, and I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me the whiskey stains on the floor. Show me a drunken man as he stumbles out the door. And I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me the country where the bombs had to fall. Show me the ruins of the buildings once so tall. And I'll show you a young land with so many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I, or I.
Getting away from controversy, here's a song about Vietnam, which is an island only 90 miles off our shores, right there next to Yugoslavia, where they train pilots. Song I wrote with a young, up-and-coming songwriter named Robert McNamara. Heading north. Sailing over to Vietnam, Southeast Asian Birmingham. Well, training is the word we use, nice word to have in case we lose. Training a million Vietnamese to fight for their own government and the American way. Well, they put me in a barracks house just across the way from Laos. Said you're pretty safe when the troops deploy, but don't turn your back in your house, boy. When they ring the gong, watch out for the Viet Cong. Well, the sergeant said it's time to train, so I climbed aboard my helicopter plane. Oh, he flew above the battleground, a sniper tried to shoot us down. He must have forgot we're only trainees. Them commies never fight fair. Friends, the very next day we trained some more. We burned some villages down to the floor. Yes, we burned out the jungles far and wide. Made sure those red apes had no place left to hide. Threw all the people in relocation camps. Under lock and key, made damn sure they're free. Like me, hee. Well, I walked to the jungle around the bend. Who should I meet but the ghost of President Diem? Said you're fighting to keep Vietnam free for good old democracy. That means ruled by one family and 15,000 American troops, give or take a few thousand American troops. He said I was a fine old Christian man ruling this backward Buddhist land. Well, it ain't much, but what the heck, it sure beats hell at a Chiang Kai-shek. I'm the power elite. Me and the 7th Fleet. He said, meet my sister, Madame Nu, the sweetheart of Dien Bien Phu. He said, meet my brothers, meet my aunts, with a government that doesn't take a chance. Families that slay together, stay together. He said, if you want to stay, why, you have to pay over $1 million a day. But it's worth it all, now don't you see, if you lose the country, you still have me. Me and Sigmund Reed, Chiang Kai-shek, Madame Nu, Franco, Danny Cal, Lyndon Johnson. Like I said in Meet the Press, I regret that I have but one country to give for my life. Here's an admittedly slanted last verse. Well, the old DM is gone and dead. All the new leaders are anti-red. Yes, they're pro-American, freedom sensations against Red Shine of the United Nations. Now all the news commentators and the CIA are saying, thank God for coincidence. The finest folk songwriters around today is, of course, Edgar Allan Poe. Eddie and I used to roam around the village building up our image until one day when he was blacklisted and disappeared from the scene right after he was made Poet Laureate of Zanzibar. However, I managed to escape and returned to sing our songs of world takeover, like this one here, called The Bells. Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night. All the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight. Keeping time, time, time with a sort of runic rhyme. From the tintinnabulation that so musically wells. From the bells, 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 bells. From the jingling and the tinkling of the bells. Hear the mellow wedding bells, golden bells. What a world of happiness their harmony foretells. Through the balmy air of night, how they ring out their delight. Through the dances and the yells and the rapture that impels. How it swells, how it dwells on the future, how it tells. From the swinging and the ringing of the molten golden bells. Of the bells, 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 bells. Of the rhyming and the chiming of the bells. Hear the loud alarum bells, brazen bells. Oh, what a tale of terror now their turbulency tells. Much too horrified to speak, oh, they can only shriek. For all the years to know how the danger ebbs and flows. Leaping higher, higher, higher with a desperate desire. In a clamorous appealing to the mercy of the fire. With the bells, 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 bells. With the clamor and the clanging of the bells. Hear the tolling of the bells, iron bells. What a world of solemn thought their monody compels. For all the sound that floats from the rust within our throats, and the people sit and groan in their muffled monotone. And the tolling, tolling, tolling feels the glory in the rolling from the throbbing and the sobbing of the melancholy bells. Of the bells, 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 of the moaning and the groaning of the bells. Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night. All the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight. Keeping time, time, time with a sort of runic rhyme. From the tintinnabulation that's so musically well. From the bells, 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 bells. From the jingling and the tinkling of the bells. Here's a song about people's fears of airplanes, be they ever so unfounded. A song called Talking Plane Disasters and Massacres. Based on a trip I took once to Florida on Eastern Airlines. Well, once I heard some people say, if you gotta travel, there's just one way. You gotta leave the ground, you gotta go through the air, gotta find a pilot and pay your fare. you gotta sail through the sky. In other words, you gotta fly. Yes, statistics show it's the way to go. Well, it's safer than your car, you know. Yes, it's safer than your home, safer than your street, about the safest place to put your feet. Statistics don't lie, but statistics don't die either. Well, once I heard Bob Dylan say, you gotta take a train, it's the only way. Well, nothing ever happens to trains at all. There was just one accident he could recall. A plane crashed into it. People flying in all directions then. So one day when the sky was blue, I boarded a plane and off we flew. Well, I looked out the window, insurance in my hand, just like Columbus searching for land. Swearing I'd never fly again, just like the last time. And then one of them steward I ambled by, and suddenly wasn't afraid to die. Well, she brought me coffee, pillows, and tea, said you're as safe as you could be. She said there's nothing to worry about. Then she flew out the door, somebody forgot to close right in the Midwest. Well, the plane kept going higher and higher. I could swear both of the wings were on fire. So I opened up the cockpit door. The pilot was laying on the floor with the other stewardess. Said, fly now and pay later. Then the plane dropped down about a mile or two. She lurched about. I swore it was through. Well, my stomach was heaving. It was tight in a knot. A little paper bag was all I got. That's the bag I'm in. Pilot said we had an air pocket. Must have been a pocket with an awful big hole in it. Well, at last the trip was near the end. The airport was coming around the bend. But all my anxious eyes could see was 1,000 planes in the vicinity. They was landing and leaving and waving at each other, wing to wing and brother to brother. Well, the pilot was swearing and swerving around, but he said, don't worry, gang, we have radar somewhere on the ground. I wasn't worried. I was crawling up the aisle screaming, Jesus saved. Well, the trip didn't do me too much harm, but I did spend the year on the happy farm. Well, they couldn't understand why I kissed the ground, chewed the concrete, swallowed it down. Sure, it tasted good, like LaGuardia dirt should.
I'd like to close with a brand new song. It's called Links in the Chain. It's a song about labor unions.
Come, you ranks of labor, come, you union corps, and see if you remember the struggles of before. When you were standing helpless on the outside of the door, and you started building links on the chain, on the chain. And you started building links on the chain. When the police on the horses were waiting on demand, riding through the strike with a pistol in their hand, swinging at the skulls of many a union man, as you build one more link on the chain, on the chain, as you build one more lane on the chain. Then the army of the fascists tried to put you on the run, but the army of the union, they did what could be done. And the power of the factory was greater than the gun, as you build one more lane on the chain, as you build one more lane on the chain. And then in 1954, decisions finally made. The black man was arising fast, racing from the shade. And the union took no stand, and the union was betrayed, as you lost yourself a lane on the chain, on the chain, as you lost yourself a lane. Ah!
the boycotts and then the freedom ride. And forgetting what you stood for, you try to block the tide. And the automation bosses were laughing on the side as they watched you lose your lane on the chain, as they watched you lose your lane on the chain. You know when they block your trucks by laying on the road, all that they are doing is all that you have shown. That you gotta strike, you gotta fight to get what you are owed. When you're building all your lanes on the chain, on the chain. When you're building all your lanes on the chain. And the man who tries to tell you that they'll take your job away, he's the same man who was scabbing hard just the other day. And your union's not a union till he's thrown out of the way. And he's choking on your lanes of the chain, of the chain. And he's choking on your lanes of the chain. For now the times are telling you the times are rolling on. And you're fighting for the same thing, the jobs that will be gone. Now it's only fair to ask you boys, which side are you on? As you're building all your lanes on the chain, on the chain. As you're building all your lanes on the chain.
Without further introduction, here's Phil Oakes.
Well, topical music is an ever-changing thing because of the times. I'd like to do for you, if I could, two songs that I wrote last week about newer developments. The first one is The Thresher, a song about the Thresher submarine.
In Portsmouth town on the eastern shore, where many a fine ship was born, the Thresher was built and the Thresher was launched, and the crew of the Thresher was sworn. She was shaped like a tear, she was built like a shark, she was made to run fast and free. And the builders shook their hands and the builders shared their wine, they thought they had mastered the sea. Yes, she'll always run silent, and she'll always run deep. Though the ocean has no pity, though the waves will never weep, they'll never weep. And they marveled at her speed, and they marveled at her depth, and they marveled at her deadly design. And they sailed to every land, and they sailed to every port, just to see what faults they could find. Then they put her on the land for 9 months to stand, and they worked in her from stem to stern. But they could never see it was their coffin to be, for the sea was waiting for their return. Yes, she'll always run silent, and she'll always run deep. Though the ocean has no pity, though the waves will never weep, they'll never weep. On a cold Wednesday morn, they put her out to sea when the waves, they were 9 feet high. And they dove neath the waves, and they dove to their graves, and they never said a last goodbye. And it's deeper and deeper and deeper they dove, just to see what their ship could stand.
But the hull gave a moan, and the hull gave a groan, and they plunged to the deepest, darkest sand. And it's 8,000 fathoms of the water above, and over 100 men below. And sealed in their tomb is the cause of their doom that only the sea will ever know. And she'll never run silent, and she'll never run deep, for the ocean had no pity, and the waves, they never weep, they never weep.
And here's a song called The Ballad of William Moore. William Moore was the man who was carrying the protest letter down south through Alabama. People warned him about the South, but he said the South was not that way because he grew up there as a boy. He was walking through Alabama. He was shot in the back of the head, killed.
Walking down an Alabama road, remembering what the Bible told. Walking with a letter in his hand, dreaming of another southern land. Walking down an Alabama road, and he went by the name of William Moore. Now what are you doing, William Moore? Why, the letter in your hand, there's only one southern land. And he went by the name of William Moore. What price the glory of one man? What price the glory of one man? What price the hopes? What price the dreams? And what price the glory of one man? Remembering what his grandfather done, fought for the South in 61. 100 years have passed by since then. Now a Moore is fighting for the South again. Remembering what his grandfather done. Remembering the time in World War II. And the South Pacific Island that he knew. Remembering the young men that he killed. And the praying that the guns of hate be still. Remembering the time in World War II. What price the glory of one man? What price the glory of one man? What price the hopes? What price the dreams? And what price the glory of one man? And they shot him on the Alabama road. Forgot about what the Bible told. Shot him with that letter in his hand, as though he were a dog and not a man. And they shot him on the Alabama road. Did you say it was a shame when he died? Did you say it was a fool because he tried? Did you wonder who had fired the gun? Did you know that it was you that fired the gun? Did you say it was a shame when he died? What price the glory of one man? What price the glory of one man? And what price the hopes? What price the dreams? And what price the glory of one man? What price the glory of one man?
You've been listening to Phil Oakes, a young folk singer who says he's from Ohio and New York.
New York, yeah.
I notice you seem to write all your own material.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. How'd you get into that?
Well, that's the idea I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make a career in folk music as a writer, singer of topical songs, or songs about the times, protest songs, whatever you want to call them. And I'm building a whole act around this. So right now I don't have quite enough material of my own song, so I do other writers too, like Bob Dylan or Ewan McCall, some Pete Seeger. But this is the eventual idea I have in mind to become a writer, singer, presenting eventually, I hope, concerts of these songs. about the times.
Well, now, we just heard a song about William Moore and a song about the Thresher. Now, were these written by you?
Yes, they were, last week.
Just last week?
Both of them.
How do you decide when to start writing a song?
Well, it depends. Usually it comes out of some periodical newspaper. I get a lot of songs out of Newsweek, like the Thresher. You hear about it, and then I waited for a couple of weeks to get some sort of idea as far as the structure of the song. As far as, because this is the whole secret of writing it, is to picture a structure, to picture some sort of format for it before you start. And when you have that, then everything else is really fill-in. So you get the idea of, you know, the waves weeping, etc., as the chorus, as the theme you keep repeating. And then through the verses you tell the story of what happened. And the same with William Moore, the idea, so that was a real experiment for me, because you notice it's octaves, the verses are low and the chorus comes high. And the purpose of that, you tell the story very low, he was walking down the road. And then after that, you'll suddenly break in, "What price the glory of one man?" very loud, almost a reminder, as a conscience, almost yelling that, now, what price the glory? How much is a man's life worth that he can be shot? And that's it, and then all of a sudden he's forgotten.
Have you had much success with this kind of music?
I've had excellent success with audiences as far as response goes. Of course, when you go into topical material, if you're honest with yourself, you're going to get into trouble with controversy with a lot of the songs I do. And this is why I'm having an awful lot of trouble getting a record out. And but as far as acceptance of the material, I've had people in the business love it. The audiences almost always like it. It's very rarely I'll get an audience that just will not like this type of music, because it's new and fresh, and it's what's needed, because folk music is at a point now, at a saturation point, where there's so many commercial groups out, so many people trying to get into the business, recording and re-recording Little Maggie and Follow the Drinking Gourd with 20 different arrangements of the same song. And there has to be a time. Folk music has to be a living, growing thing. And the whole history of music has been basically some sort of protest. Most of the songs in folk music come out of the Negro struggle of the past, out of revolutions, the American Revolution, out of events. Something happens, and people want to comment about it through a song. This is where the major thing of folk music lies, and this is what's been avoided by to a large degree by most of the groups, largely because topical music in the past has been bad music. It's been written by complete amateurs, and has been too negative, too harsh, and so people just sort of turned away from it. But I think now, for the first time in the country, there's been a real attempt to do something with topical music.
That was Phil Oakes. We've been playing some tapes we made at a Hootenanny in a Greenwich Village nightclub called Gertie's Folk City.